I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're going to get into the world of dating on an app.
Oh, fun.
Apparently she's matched with somebody and now she's learned something that makes maybe they shouldn't go out. Because it used to be you swipe right and then you're seeing each other later that night.
Yep.
Now you have to do virtual date. Like, you can't just jump willy-nilly. You have to do, like, a couple Zoom calls and...
Wow, romantic. Okay.
romance in the time of a pandemic, my friend. Lana?
Yay.
What's happening?
Oh, wow. This is awesome talking to you guys. Sorry, I listen to you guys all the time, so this is... Thank you. This is cool.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah.
I need your help ASAP. I do go on a couple of dating apps, and I'm matched with just a really great guy, and we've been talking for a while, and we've agreed to go out this weekend, and I was really excited for it.
Okay.
But I was talking to one of my friends, and I was just telling her how much I was looking forward to going out with this guy, and I showed her a picture of him, and she was like, oh, like she gasped, like so loud. I almost fell out of my seat, and I was like, oh, no. But apparently the man I matched with is the principal of my daughter's new school.
Wait, there's a downside.
Like a small world, I guess. But like, I mean, my friend has older kids at the same school, so she already knew him, but I had no idea. I knew he was a principal, but I mean, he may have mentioned the school, but it's a long story. But my daughter was going to go to my ex-husband's school near his place, and we were going to homeschool, and we changed plans. And now she's at this new school where this guy works. And my friend, because her kids go there, she says he's a really nice man. And he's wonderful, he's funny, he's intelligent, we've FaceTimed so many times, I'm attracted to him, but...
Do you think he knows? Do you think he knows that your daughter's there, or is it just... Because, I mean, if I were the principal and I knew, I'd stop. You like, morally, you have to, right?
Well, that's the...
Till she gets out of that school. It's because I've heard of women dating their kids' teachers, but they have to wait till the kid gets out, of that, at least out of that year.
Oh, is that
a
rule?
But a principal, you got
law?
3-4 years before you can hit that.
Right.
Or 5 if it's...
But administration, yeah, that's... Wow.
If I'm the teacher, but I mean, if you have a common last name, it's like, yeah, I'm not assuming your kid is at my school. Do you think he knows, Lana?
No, I mean, she has a different last name. Now you're making me really think about things that I didn't even think about before. No, because the thing is, it was really last minute, and I mentioned my daughter, but I don't talk a lot about my daughter. I'm kind of trying to...
Yeah, that's weird on a dating
know
app.
...know him as me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been talking for a while, but I, you know, I'm just kind of trying to see if I'm even compatible with him as me and as him. And then, you know, I do mention he knows I have a daughter, but I haven't gone into that yet because this is going to be like our first date.
You're right. Why?
You know, but I'm not sure if going out with him will be, like, what if we get really serious? Would that be weird for my daughter?
How
like,
old well, is your daughter again?
She's fine.
What grade?
Well, now she's 9.
Okay.
So you're the one. The mom is dating the principal. Oh, you're going to get straight A's.
I wonder if he gets in trouble.
What's that? What's that?
I wonder if he would get in trouble.
See, that's the thing. It may be school district to school district, state to state, county to county.
I don't know how that works, especially if it's not like he met her at a PTA meeting.
It was on his own time.
Yes.
Right.
You think it might affect how her in school with teachers and things like that?
First thing
I thought she'd get a scholarship.
Or she's going to get bullied.
I didn't even think about that. I was thinking, guys, like, should I not even go on the date, you know, and just before anything serious happens? But then a part of me is like, I have a right to be happy, too. And, I mean, you know, I'm going to stay in this school.
You sound like you really connected with him. And I don't want to put words in your mouth or ask you an uncomfortable question. But it sort of feels like this is the first person you've felt this way about in a while.
I haven't. I mean, I'm on great terms with my ex, which is wonderful. But he's dating somebody. I just wanted to take my time, you know. And this is really. I guess that's why I was so excited because. I don't know. You know, like going through the apps, I was kind of doing it for fun at first, but I didn't really want to just do it for hooking up. And this is the first person that I was like, wow, we have a lot in common and I feel so comfortable. And that's why we communicated a lot before meeting, I guess.
And you know what? I don't want this to be, Lana, another situation where a woman, a wife, a mom has to put her happiness on hold
100%.
Because of something else. Yeah.
There might be some real gross moral and maybe even legal ramifications for him.
Can you go after a school board member if we're going to go?
Yeah, are they over other schools? Superintendent? Governor? All right.
Yeah,
so, Lana, let's do this. We're going to talk about you behind your back a little bit.
Yeah, you're a good mom. You're a good mom.
But it might be time for you to be a woman again.
Right.
And... it's just not fair that the first guy you connect with is...
a principal of your...
We might have to have your daughter transfer schools.
Well,
hang on, Lana.
Wow.
I don't think the guy can... I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Maybe if you're an educator, 303-222-5423, can that... like, would he get busted? Would you as an educator... if you're a teacher... because I've imagined that. You're sitting there and, like, half the people who come in for a parent-teacher conference are divorced...
true.
And you're probably divorced. There's a 50% chance you're divorced. And it's like...
dude, you're right. It's a ready-made. It's a dating pool right in front of your face. Every
and you
time
really
you
like their thing. Kid.
Right.
And I was like, but oh, there's God. That,
but then
you're
separate,
so hot.
But you got to separate your needs.
Those worlds can't collide. But he's above all... He's the principal. I don't... would you date her? If you were the principal?
How hot are we talking?
I think she's hot.
Okay.
I feel like she's hot.
You know what? I've learned a long time ago, never crap where you eat. So this could seep over into, I don't know.
Does she at the very least, if she decides to go on this date, does she owe him before they go, I just found out you're the principal of my daughter's school. You can cancel the date if you have to.
Good question, because that's going to have to come up.
Because if she doesn't tell him and then it comes out later,
oh,
it's like, you knew?
And you're using me to get a good girl.
And get a scholarship or get, I mean, I guess there's not a lot of scholarship opportunities. All right. So Lana needs to know, should she date the principal?
Dang.
Should she not show up at all? Should she tell him the truth? She's matched with an educator at her daughter's school.
Or just one night stand it? Maybe? Okay.
There's Steve with the extra little. Okay. All right. Lenny?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
So honestly, I work for... the school district, it is not against any sort of policy that you cannot, date,
principals and teachers can date parents.
They can if it's discreet. I mean, obviously it's discreet. It's not on school time. It's not like they're flaunting it. It's, they're professional about it, obviously, it's up to them if they want to discuss their personal life, but their personal life. And if she does choose to go on this date, which I think is absolutely fine, it's not against school policy. And again, the little girl will be fine. She won't get bullied, especially if they keep it discreet, and teachers are going to talk because that's what teachers do. And it's a toxic thing in school sometimes. But, again, it's up to how much the principal wants to share his personal life with to staff.
Because you're, even though you're the principal of the school, you're still a person.
Right. You still can date.
You have needs.
Exactly.
So just don't take her. Don't date her like a high school football game.
Yes. Don't maybe show don't up take her. Yes.
Okay.
You don't get to bring her to prom.
Okay.
Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate the call. Sarah.
Yay.
What do you think?
So I sat on the school board in Colorado, and as long as there's not a policy against it, which I would highly doubt there is, I think it's a go.
Okay, and you're on a school board.
Even morally, though, I understand maybe legally, but I mean, don't you think it's blurry? It's a little blurry to use, like, it's like you're a person in a position of power or whatever that's called, where
I
it's
see
like,
that.
Like you can't yeah, use the parents as your dating pool.
But what a greater way to check his morality to see if he treats her and her daughter the same or if he treats them differently.
That's why you're on a school board.
Yes, it is why you're on a school board. And why no board ever would want either one of us on it.
How about school board members? You guys all hooking up? Like, is a Caligula going on in there?
Yeah, not here. No.
No teachers? Okay.
All right. Well, that's, I mean, so far we've got a couple of different people telling us that it's a go, so we appreciate it. Gabe.
Yep.
What do you think?
Look, I think she should go for it, man. It's obviously a big risk she's going to be taking, but I think if he's a good man, which he sounds like he might be, you know, he got where he was because of how he was, I think she should go for it. I think he's going to be respectful of her and actually care for her student as he would any other. So,
but do you think she owes him before they go on that date? She's got to tell him, like, by the way,
you may not realize this yet,
but you're my daughter's principal,
right?
Yeah, I think that's something that has to be said, and that may give him some worries. But at the same time, you know, you just kind of got to make the bet. Maybe he's the right person that treats it well, but, you know, he sounds so far like he might be, so.
Plus, he needs to know which child to give the better grades to.
Right. Which one am I changing? What are we doing that night? And what would you like your daughter's grades to look like the next day? Thank you, Gabe. Brenda.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yai. So I think that what they need to do is make sure that they are going through like the appropriate chains of command. It could totally work, but every school is different. And I think that if they don't report what they're doing, they can get in some pretty big trouble.
Really?
I'm a teacher and I've known some teachers who have like dated parents and it just has not ever worked well for them. And they've struggled like finding a job afterwards, but if you communicate it, then it might actually work, you know?
Have you ever, like, as a teacher, like, you've sat there and, at a parent-teacher conference and go, like, oh, my God, they're hot.
But you, like, hit on
no,
by a bit.
I have never done that.
You haven't?
No. Also, as a teacher, I've never actually used, like, a dating site. I'm not saying that it can't work. I'm just saying that depending on the school, you have to just, like, talk to the board and maybe mention it, especially if it's something that's getting serious. You know, you just want to make sure that all of your ducks are in a row, everything is checked off correctly, and then it could
that
totally
sounds
work.
So fun.
Romantic.
Hold on, I got a spreadsheet here I got to check out before we go out to dinner.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.